Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, more with comedian DJ Dangler, plus a mud falcon and a diamond ring is discussed. We'll have that in just a minute.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, sounds like wipers. If your wipers are streaking, skipping, chattering, or even worse, loud, you need to visit AutoZone and get some fresh new blades. We've got basic wipers to get you back on the road, as well as premium blades from Bosch and Rain-X. So if you're hearing this, just head to your nearest AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Scientists are reporting that a 6.5-ton satellite is about to plummet to Earth. Are you prepared? Well, you better be. Your odds of being hit by this thing are over 1 in 3,200. Wow. Think about it. Your odds of winning the Powerball are less than 1 in 195 million. But you buy a ticket for that every week, right?
Uh-huh.
That's why it makes sense to invest in protecting the safety of yourself, your family, and your property from satellite debris. Mm. How? I'll tell you how. By purchasing the Danny Jackson anti-satellite shotgun.
Yeah!
That's right. You have the constitutional right to bear arms in order to defend yourself from invading foreign forces.
That's right.
And that includes foreign objects falling out of the sky. Don't wait until you're in the emergency room getting a hunk of space junk pulled out of your ass. Right now is the time to act. Get on down to Danny Jackson's anti-satellite gun emporium today. We'll get you set up with a weapon that is guaranteed to take down any parts you see heading your way.
Mm-hmm.
Worried about a 3-day waiting period? Well, don't be. Our attorneys found a little-known loophole in the law involving filing off serial numbers. No ID, no delay, and no pesky satellites bonking on your noggin. So, get on down here today. We've got everything you need to defend against satellites. We've got weapons, ammunition, beer, liquor, fireworks. It's all right here at Denny Jackson's Anti-Satellite Gun Emporium.
Due to state and federal laws, we cannot give out an address or any contact information for Danny Jackson's Anti-Satellite Gun Emporium. But you probably know a guy who knows a guy who can tell you where to find him.
Yeah.
No credit cards or personal checks. Danny Jackson only accepts cash, food stamps, and boxes of cold medicine.
Get on down here before I have to move this RV to a different town.
All right.
If you're a cop, don't even think about coming here dressed in plain clothes and pretending you ain't. This is America. That's against the law.
Danny Jackson is not an attorney and cannot offer legal advice. Furthermore, no one besides Danny Jackson is liable for any injuries, litigation, or death stemming from shopping at his gun emporium. Not this radio station, not Danny's parents, not me, or even the guy putting in these sound effects. This is just between you and Danny Jackson.
Okay.
All right, now turn off the radio and get down here, you dumbasses. Oh, hey. Yo hablo español, amigos.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
Hey, Chick. How are you?
Tom, right. Learn something interesting via an email.
Get a load of this.
We were talking. DJ brought up odd sort of idioms, phrases, colloquialisms, if you will.
Right.
The one that you were taking umbrage with, as you said, was...
dog.
I don't have a dog in this fight.
Mm-hmm.
That is odd. And then I brought up how... there's more than one way to skin a cat,
mm-hmm.
which we all thought was odd. Well, Michael writes in, he says, Dear Bob and Tom gang, Josh, as a so-called fisherman, should know, well, that the saying, more than one way to skin a cat, is referring to skinning catfish.
Oh.
Really? I had no idea. No,
I did not either.
I didn't either.
I'm mad.
Wait
a
minute. Then why isn't it there's more than one way to skin a catfish?
Yeah, why did they forget the cat?
You just shorten it.
Well, that's not...
Forget the fish. I guess.
Well, but what are you fishing for? Cat? Yeah. I mean...
No.
People say that.
Who? Never
fishermen.
Yeah. Sometimes you hear mud cat.
I've never heard that. How often are you sitting at a pay lake with your buddies fishing?
We do say cat when we're fishing. We'll say, was it a flathead cat or was it a channel cat or a blue cat?
Yeah.
So we do say
mud
that.
Cat, of course, is referring to Mudcat Grant, the great Cleveland Indian baseball player.
Oh, my
player.
Gosh.
I doubt it.
I
think he got the nickname from
now,
maybe.
Mudcat. Let's quiz our guest, the very fine comedian DJ Dangler.
All right.
Do you know what a mud falcon is?
A mud falcon.
Yes, a mud falcon.
I don't know what it is.
Guess.
You might be right.
I had to guess a mud falcon. How rating? R to PG?
PG 13. Yeah.
I'm going to say a mud falcon. This is fun now because, like, PG 13 is right where all the gross stuff
is. Yeah, exactly.
PG 13 is disgusting. Like,
you're
like,
thinking,
you're,
like, oh,
you're getting warmer.
I'm
you're getting warmer.
I'm allowed one F word or a million.
No F words.
Yeah.
No F word.
Not in this case. Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. All right.
No curse words involved.
I'm going to guess a mud falcon. Is it like a turtle head, like when you kind of have to poop?
Close.
Let's just say
I would get half credit for that.
You've seen when you pulled it at the Frigamall building, you noticed those three big towers out there.
Okay.
Let's just say there was a gent up there or a lady, and they were painting it, and they were several hundred feet off the ground.
Oh, I know what it is now.
Yeah.
So a monkey would fight via mud falcon.
Yeah, precisely.
Yeah. But the notion is you are releasing an excretory missile, if you will, from a certain lofty perch.
Mm-hmm. Good Lord.
And thus, as it descends, thanks to gravity.
Yeah.
You're pooping off the tower.
The mud.
Yes.
And it has to come from the point of origin, right? It can't,
Right.
You can't carry it up.
Hot off the press.
That's bogus, man.
Drop trowel right there.
Fresh out of the tap.
Yeah, there you go.
Right out of the hole.
Well, that was fun.
Now, if you carry it, that doesn't count.
No, you'll be flat.
Of course not.
No, it's got to be fresh. So you learned something today.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to play a little music for you. I want to see if you recognize this song.
Oh, God.
This is
always so embarrassing because we're used to you talking about things that are 80 years old. But
this is a classic.
But we have a guest.
Here we go.
We have a guest.
Great song.
She came out of my ass and held it there for safety.
So this poor guy's been jilted. He's got to sell the
diamond.
Well,
let him get to the hook.
This diamond.
Just let it go.
This diamond ring doesn't shine for me anymore. And this diamond ring doesn't mean what it did before. So if you've got someone whose love is true, let it shine for you.
What is the name of the band? Do you remember?
I don't know. Henry Ford and the Mechanics.
Ms. Hooker?
I don't know.
Your hint is his father was very famous.
I have a guess.
Yes.
Gary Lewis and the Playboys?
Of course. Thank you very much. Who's Gary Lewis and the Playboys? Jerry's kids.
Oh, okay.
Jerry Lewis.
One of his actual sons.
Yes. So sad.
Like, right. He sings so well, given what his son was a lot of problems.
Well, he can sing, but he still can't speak, but he can sing fine. Yeah.
He doesn't walk well, but he can sing.
I saw Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Did you?
Yeah.
They got your money, huh?
Yeah. Oh, it was fun. We hung out with Gary for a while.
Is it bad karma to get somebody else's wedding ring?
Yeah, that's no one's doing that.
People do that.
Well, you like grandmas or whatever. Like, there's family.
Yeah, what, are people on Facebook Marketplace buying wedding rings?
Yeah, I know.
Well, now here's the danger of doing that.
Authorities say a jewel thief stole a diamond ring worth $255,000 from a Tiffany store in New York.
This story got you thinking of Gary Lewis and the Playboys?
By replacing
because
it's
about a diamond ring.
With a
what other song would you think of?
I just wouldn't.
Band of Gold.
Band of Gold,
Frida,
yeah.
Frida Payne.
That's the one I would think
of. Yeah, but there's no diamond on that.
Diamond Girl, yeah. Seals and Crofts.
Oh, that's a good song.
That is good.
Well, it's equally
the Stones have that new one, Hackney Diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
Which couldn't really get into. But
he replaced it with a cubic zirconia replica, apparently. This took place March 4th at the Tiffany store in Manhattan's Rockefeller Center
complex.
So
he did the old switcheroo.
Yeah, he did.
Yep. The suspect, Mr. Yaorong Wan, had asked to see several pieces, but left without
buying
anything.
What's his first name?
Yaorong.
Do Yaorongs don't make it right.
It was not until...
Anybody else clenching as he's...
Very nervous.
It was not until a week later...
I might as well be disarming a bomb.
That Tiffany employees discovered the rings had been swapped. Surveillance footage showed Wan palming the genuine ring and switching it with the fake one. The 49-year-old was arrested last week on grand larceny charges. Wan has open arrest warrants in New Jersey and Nassau County on Long Island and is a suspect in thefts from Cartier stores in California and Florida. Also, he's wanted for stealing high-end jewelry from stores in South Korea. This guy gets around.
Why isn't he in jail?
Well, he will be now.
I don't understand this.
Because it's a victimless crime.
He's a thief.
Yeah, but nobody was hurt. You know.
Oh, really?
Gosh. No, he didn't use a gun.
No.
He just used
grandpa magic.
That's right.
He just used behind your ear.
Yes.
Yeah, he's probably, that's exactly right.
Yeah, he's just sleight of hand. That's
you know,
all.
You're trying to tell me that Penn Jillette doesn't go in and steal his jewelry to a blind every day?
Yes, he doesn't have to. Mr. Les, he's going to be our guest.
He is.
I love Penn Jillette.
Well, we'll talk to him.
You know, lock up your rings is what I'm saying.
Yeah. He'd probably be able to steal them over the phone.
Remember the commercial? We've secretly replaced your gourmet coffee with Folgers crystals.
Sure.
We've secretly replaced your $250,000 ring with a cubic zirconia.
Yeah, so you have no one's the
one.
We
have a friend who I don't want to say his name.
Mark?
Mark.
Okay. but I got something for you.
Yeah, one of my friends. He had a buddy that was a quote-unquote diamond broker.
Hmm.
And years ago, he sold him a diamond ring for the engagement ring.
Maybe he didn't know either.
He didn't. And then one day he was, his friend?
Yeah.
No, I doubt it.
Oh, okay.
In any event, they were at the mall one day and decided they'd upgrade. And they split up and she walked into the store. And when he came back, she said, "It's fake."
Oh, my gosh. I bet that was a fight.
It wasn't a fight. She just registered that little space you girls have.
It cost him another carrot.
Yeah. This will be coming back to haunt you. You can't take out the garbage, Mr. Fake Diamonds.
She had been fine with it before.
Right. I know. That's the
Josh.
Thank you, Ace.
It's kind of the Emperor's new clothes. Yeah. Jewelry is.
You're a thrifty cuss.
This guy.
You know that?
Jewelry is as valuable as it looks
to you. If she wears
a
ring
exactly.
for 5 years. Ladies and gentlemen, Ace Cosby Logic. Yes, Ace.
If she wears that ring for 5 years, she's fine until it gets appraised.
Yeah, that's unreasonable.
She can wear it for 5 more years, right?
Well, she can keep it for, I guess,
sentimental.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. That's fine. I'm just saying.
It's not the guy's fault.
I would be more upset that he got duped.
Yeah.
I'd be mad about the ring.
And yeah, maybe go to a professional, not your buddy.
Selling rings.
Well, it sounds like his buddy was a so-called professional.
What if your buddy...
Professional swindler.
I knew it was fake. It was only a matter of time before she found out.
Oh.
How about that? Well,
that's not cool.
Then give me
I know your friend. I bet that's exactly what
give me
did.
The thousands of dollars back then.
Well.
So isn't he a contractor? He's ripped people off plenty of life. Are you kidding me?
Absolutely.
That's one of the scammiest gigs.
A medicine cabinet, $9,000. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
This is all slander. Now,
holy hell.
Mark, we love you. I need that door.
Oh, he's a nice guy, but he's a
This guy. But this is a classic switcheroo.
Can't reach me.
Of course it is, yes. This happens more than you know.
Wait till he's in the slammer. He gets the old switcheroo.
Mm.
you know, his...
Pat, do you have a song?
His roommate.
I had a song.
His roommate, Spike.
Wait a minute, Pat
switching,
had a song
switching
about
his anus into a vagina. I had a song about Mark, but we've moved on, apparently.
No, we haven't.
No, we haven't.
Sing your song.
All right. We know a guy who bought a phony ring, but Mark didn't know it wasn't real bling.
That's what he says.
This diamondless ring doesn't shine like the real thing. Mark had it appraised. It's worth nothing. That's got a sting. So if you get married, make sure the rock's not cubic or zirconia. And find out years later it's a phonia. I stumbled over there.
Oh, very good.
Pork Mark Adams bought a phony ring.
Last name, too.
There's another verse?
I don't know.
Jesus.
I just thought I'd throw him in there.
Fine man, my
poor
good
Mark.
Friend.
Yes.
My only, I've got like three friends. He's one of them, but can't lose him.
Who's the third?
Be down to one.
Haywood and Duke.
Yeah. Oh, no, I was going to go PJ Mark.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, he's got four friends. Yeah, we had
okay. I have four friends.
Hey, Pat, you're still not on the list, buddy.
I'm not in the top five now.
Not even in the top five.
You're getting down there farther.
Hey, why are we talking? He got to go to his house. We've never been to his house.
Like I'd go.
I've been.
Can you Ace has been to
Ace
his house.
Ace has been. Pat's been.
Jeff.
Oscar's been.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Ace, I hate to put it to you, but you were just there to help Tom win a bet with one of his neighbors. See, I told you I had one.
Or like, hey, he's my driver. Yeah.
That was dark. I didn't want to upset the whole neighborhood.
Oh, God. Hey, there's a new vodka coming out that's infused with meteorites.
Everybody shut up.
It's called Shooting Star Vodka, and it's from Pegasus Distillery.
Of course it is.
That's
Shooting Star. I'm sorry.
It's a horse, Pegasus.
Yes.
A flying horse.
Shooting Star Vodka is made from organic wheat and botanicals from France that were distilled, reduced, and then aged in a terracotta jar with a meteorite suspended in the middle,
I'll show you helicopters and flying horses.
Dissolve into the liquid.
So wait a minute. So it's not a ground up meteorite.
No, it's sitting in there.
Just
suspended.
Interesting. Kind of like the worm in tequila.
Yeah, the distillery's founder, Maxime Girardin.
Huh? Oh, I bet she's impossible.
Girardin told the New York Post.
Oh, you want to kiss Maxime?
Is Maxime a man?
I don't know. Oh. It's with an M, so it could be a man. Maxime?
Or Maxime? What? Maxime? What are you saying? Because it's an M.
Maxime. Maxime.
Maybe they misspelled Maxine.
Told the New York Post the presence of...
Is my mic on?
Condorite, a mineral unique to meteorites.
See, condorite sounds fake.
Provides
it?
A unique...
She was Secretary of State.
She was, yeah. Condorite.
She's a big Browns fan.
It's a guy.
She wants to be NFL commissioner.
Provides a unique mineral flavor to the vodka. With only 4,806 bottles made, Shooting Star Vodka currently being sold for... $180 to $200 a bottle.
All right.
Little pricey.
Maybe for the vodka collector out there.
Mm-hmm.
He is a he.
Okay.
It's a nice linen shirt, though. Sorry.
Yes.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, a quick peek into Tom's actual brain. Oh, what a great linen shirt.
Mr. Fashion over there.
In the summer, nice linen
shirts. Shirts?
Yeah, I never wear them here.
Why?
They get wrinkled. So easy. But they're comfortable.
Okay.
Well, it's linen. That's why it's...
Yeah, it's...
Oh, on a beach? That's a wonderful wear. Yeah.
Anyway, so this... But there's no ground-up meteorite in this stuff.
No. Just a chunk.
Just a chunk.
Infused.
Yes.
By meteorite.
Wait, is there a chunk of rock in this bottle?
No, it's not in the bottle.
It's in there when it's made.
Distilled.
They distill it through a bottle or a jar with a meteorite hanging in it.
But it's
how do we know?
$400. What is it?
$200.
$200. Okay.
I think the only time you would want a meteor vodka is if you were making a Bloody Mary.
There you go.
Mm. Yeah, like with some bacon and an olive.
You'll get drunk on Uranus instead of drunk on your ass.
A really good bottle of vodka is $200 or $100 anyway.
How do we know it's an asteroid? It could be a piece of riprap from the side of a pond.
Are you calling good Maxime, point. My friend in the linen shirt, a liar?
Who called me a liar?
Who is it?
Who is it that calls Maxime a liar?
No one wants to say hello to Maxime.
You would love Maxime.
Pat?
What?
It's a meteorite. I wonder if that would bring a song from you.
A little update. Here we go.
Love it.
Bye. Barroop.
God.
Barroop. I like vodka filtered with charcoal or flavored with lemon or lime, not infused with
a meteorite.
A meteorite.
I like to drink on the rocks, but this is ridiculous. I'll just have a Bud Light vodka infused with a meteorite. All right, you have your update.
Thank you very much.
No, leave me alone.
Bar-roop.
That's weird. There's so many of these weird things. Is vodka the one that they toy with the most?
Yeah, with infusions.
Flavors and stuff. Yeah. Flavors?
Besides beer, yeah.
Gin's kind of up there now.
Yeah, gin's become really popular lately.
Do we have any gins, though, that are flavored gin. Weird like this? Oh, they do a flavored gin.
Have you seen that gin that's made out of whiskers?
What?
It's called By the Hair of My Ginny Gin Gin.
You guys go with gin whiskers.
Oh, yeah. Laugh up at that. Sure. I'm over here doing diamond material. Fine. No harm done.
By the hair of my Ginny Gin Gin.
Who's the actor that has the gin that he just sold for $1 billion?
Ryan Reynolds, yeah.
Okay. Aviation?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Or aviator, maybe?
Yeah.
Aviation.
I think it's a NASA thing. It's called Tangeray.
Oh, nice.
And that's very good, Pat.
I like that.
You got the vacuum.
It's pre-tanged.
Tangeray. Oh, I get it now. Oh, it went right over my head.
Jess Hooker, do you get that?
I do. Yeah, I was going to ask you, did you guys drink a lot of Tang? Like was
oh,
that?
Yeah.
I never cared for it.
We didn't have it. But
I haven't seen Tang even in a grocery store for 50 years.
It prepared me for years of Metamucil.
Yeah, well,
right. Same taste.
Tastes exactly the same.
Really?
Yeah.
I just saw a recipe for Tang pie.
Okay, no, that was probably a pornographic.
Yeah, that's.
I think you might have misunderstood that.
That may have recipe or.
Now, wait a minute. I still think you should make it. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there's also a recipe for whisker biscuits.
That's where that's what Warren wanted to
You Google Tang pie.
Yeah. You're going to be
very surprised.
Yeah, there's sprinkling of dingleberries.
Yeah, maybe.
Probably, yeah.
Or this morning we're having furry clams.
Uh-huh. Tang pie.
And tuna lagoon soup. Okay.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
Baby S is giving me money-making moves in the world.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to have one kid who's like, I want to just live in a box and do, like, artistic dancing and paint. Ocean's going to be like, it doesn't matter if I'm broke, Mom. I'm passionate about it. And Baby S is going to be the one that says, passion doesn't pay bills, Ocean.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.